The fourth day. After he left Marta's village, Alex moved quickly and quietly across the fields. Nobody saw him. He walked and ran and walked again. It rained all day and all night. He walked through the night. And the next morning, the fourth day, he was very tired and very hungry. He hid in some trees for an hour or two, and then he went on south, always south, to his hometown. "Where can I go?" he thought. "Perhaps I can escape from the country. But I want to see Olivia again before I leave. Or before the police find me." But first, he needed food. He had some money in his pocket. Marta's money. He remembered her words. "You take it. I don't need it. An old woman doesn't need money." Alex smiled. What a wonderful old woman. He came to a small town on a river and found a food shop in a quiet street. He opened the door and went in. There were a lot of people in the shop, and he waited quietly behind them. People looked at him, and a man went out quickly. Alex wanted to run, but he was very hungry, so he waited. Then a woman with her young son came into the shop. The woman whispered to the boy, and the boy came up to Alex. "There are two policemen in the street," he said very quietly, "and they're coming here." Alex looked quickly at the door, but he could not escape now. Then the shopkeeper called to him.
"Hey, you," he said, "quick,
go out through the back."
Alex ran through the back of the shop, and the shopkeeper followed him.
"I never help the police. They're all bad," he said.
He opened the back door and looked out.
"It's okay," he said quickly. "You can get out of town along the river. Follow the back of the houses. Nobody goes there. Good luck."
"Thank you," Alex said, and ran. 3 kilometers from the town, Alex came to a road. He crossed the road quickly. But a lorry came along at the same time. The lorry slowed down, and the driver called out to him.
"Where are you going?"
Alex said the name of his hometown, and the driver said,
"Come on, I'm going near there. You can come with me."
Alex got into the front of the lorry, and the driver looked carefully into his face.
"Do I know you?" he asked.
Alex said nothing and waited. He felt very tired. The driver stared at him for a minute. Then he smiled.
"No, I don't know you," he said.
Get into the back of the lorry. Nobody can see you there. Are you hungry?
Yes, I am, Alex said. Very.
Well, I've got some sandwiches. Here you are. Now, get in the back quickly, before we see a police car.
The lorry drove slowly south. Alex ate all the driver's sandwiches and then slept like a dead man.
We're always 3 hours or more behind him, Felix said to Adam in the car. We drive up and down the country, but Dinon always moves on before we get there.
Perhaps this shopkeeper can tell us something, Adam said.
But the shopkeeper was not helpful.
Alex who?
He said.
Dinon!
Felix shouted. He was very tired.
He escaped from prison 5 days ago. Somebody saw him in your shop. I don't have prisoners in my shop, the shopkeeper said angrily. And I don't want the police here. Did Dinon come into this shop?
Felix asked.
Dinon, the shopkeeper said slowly. What did he do?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Did he write a book about the old president?
He killed the president, Adam said. He murdered him. Oh, yes, the shopkeeper said. I remember now. It was a good book. But the president's murderer did not come into my shop this morning.
Felix watched the shopkeeper's face carefully.
My question, he said, asked about Alex Dinon.
The shopkeeper looked at Felix and smiled slowly.
That's right, he said.
Felix and Adam talked to a lot of people and asked a lot of questions in that small town. But they learned nothing. Later, back in the office, Felix was very quiet. Suddenly, he looked at Adam across the desk and said,
We can't get Dinon's book in this country. Do you know it, Adam?
No, Adam said. Felix stared at the telephone on his desk.
Where is Dinon?
He said slowly.
People are helping him. But why? He's a murderer. And nobody wants to help us.
People never help the police in this country, Adam said. People don't like us.
Why are we policemen, Adam?
It's a good job, Adam said. And the money's good.
After a minute or two, Felix said,
Did Dinon murder the president? What do you think, Adam?
Well, why did they put him in prison, then?
That doesn't answer my question, Felix said.
I do my job, Adam said. And I don't ask questions.
Felix looked at him, but said nothing.